Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to recite for our esteemed listeners a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith has been narrated regarding the sign of a penitent person, meaning the attribute or the quality of a person who is ta'ib and who is penitent and who has repented from his sins. Imam Ali said the following, describing the penitent ones. They planted the trees of their sins before their eyes and hearts, and watered them with the water of remorse. Thus they produced safety for them, and left them with contentment and dignity. In a similar tradition, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam has been narrated to have said, place us, meaning, O God, place us among those who extinguish the fire of desires by shedding the water of repentance. So here in this beautiful supplication, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam compares the base and carnal desires to fire, and he compares repentance with a water which is poured upon this fire and extinguishes it. Just as water, when poured upon fire, extinguishes it, when someone makes repentance and cries and weeps out of the fear of God and out of remorse for what he has done, the fire of his desires are extinguished and they terminate. In continuation, the Imam says, and wash the plates of ignorance with the purity of the water of life. So the ignorance that the person had, and because of which he committed sins, the water of life, the water of knowledge, and the water of this remorse that he has for his sins, it erases this away, and it cleans it away, and the ignorance which was in him is removed. Finally, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, there are four signs to the penitent person. Sincerity in his work for the sake of Allah, that's one. Secondly, avoiding misdeeds. Three, adhering to what is right. And finally, eagerness for what is good. Right? So, if these four signs are found in a person, then one can understand that the person is truly penitent and remorseful for what he has done. So when we look at these three hadiths all together, we see that the signs of the penitent person can be categorized into two basic categories. One is with respect to the things he did before, his sins, and the other is with respect to his good deeds, which he hopes to perform in the future, right? With respect to the evil deeds that he committed in the past. His attitude is negative, and with respect to those which he wants to perform in the future, his attitude is positive, and he's enthusiastic and eager for doing them. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the signs of a penitent person in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد